This is Edith Fox. I bet a lot of us don't recognize her first name. I know it was hard for me because all I ever call you is Miss Fox. But first name is Edith. I want to ask you, where were you born?
In Monroe, Louisiana.
When you were growing up, is that where you grew up? In Monroe?
Mostly, yes. And then my mom and dad separated out from the elementary. Well, we both supported him. So he moved to California, so it was, I'm the baby of seven. So as we all graduated from high school, we moved to California for better job opportunities.
So your mom and dad divorced when you were just a young girl?
Yeah.
And you're the baby of seven, did you say?
I am.
Wow.
That's cool.
Four girls, three boys.
So there was a lot of fight for food around your house, wasn't there?
Actually, not really. It was always enough. I don't know how, but that was always enough. I didn't know how it was. It was always enough. It was part of the food. Over other things, food never. It's always put in. You better back it up. With everybody in everybody's house, we did all the neighbors, because we were so many of us being seven. Everybody had a friend that came over, and as we ate, they ate too.
Oh, wow.
I would love to sit around your table. I bet that was your mom a good cook?
Yes, she was. And she had no tongues out to write us like this in both of her hands.
Mm-hmm.
And she cooked every day.
Wow. Did she have to work outside the house, or did she stay?
Once my dad, after he divorced, and she did. She,
yeah. What did she do?
Amazing.
Also,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you going to school?
Well, I did elementary up until high school because when my sister before me left, I went from CD, so I didn't actually graduate before. I graduated in LA.
Oh, well.
High school years there. Yeah. And then my mom got sick. But she always had no talks about the rights, but then she came down there, and so she became an amputee and took my man, and I would be okay if I'm going to go back to. Well, I tried to get close to Louisiana, but Dallas was the closest office we had, so I transferred here. I went to my school, and actually worked with Dunham, Dunham Grad School for 19. That's a credit corporation. They bring businesses like TRW and Equifax, those individuals who did companies. We had a company that we were listed with Dunham Grad Street, and I was an editor for that company.
Wow.
And then they moved that home located, when I transferred here, they relocated to New York. So, of course, I didn't go, so I found another job for government. I was for AD, on the Air Force Exchange, at AWS. I need a credit card, so I'm a military. And they all credit. So I did that for 15 years.
Wow. You're a government person.
Mostly, yeah. I only had two jobs as a Dunham Grad student in the 80s.
Wow.
And I am 61. I'm 62 in my birthday.
You're beautiful.
So when you graduated from high school, you moved to California. Did you go live with your dad, or you just...
Yeah, I did, but I didn't graduate. I left with my sister. She graduated. I didn't want to be at home by myself, so I left when she left. She graduated in L.A. I did my school years in L.A.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was life like in L.A.?
Hectic. I was there for the watch riots and all this stuff, so it was all right. It was hectic. I mean, it was good. It was all right. I made it to work. It was all right.
Were you, are any of your brothers and sisters still alive today?
Oh, yeah, they are.
All?
Oh, wow. Cool.
I lost my sister when I left. She passed a couple years ago. And my older sister, my older brother, he was a sister. Everybody else is still here.
Are they all still in California or all over the country?
All over.
All over.
Georgia, Oklahoma, and Dallas. All over Texas. There's some in Louisiana and Georgia. Yes, I was still alive.
When you were a young girl and you moved to L.A. and you went with your sister there, Were you ever married?
Oh, yeah. I have four kids of my own.
Oh, wow.
They're all grown. I have two daughters that live here, one in Pleasantburg, so I'm here. And one, I've always lived in Louisiana. She lives in the house of my mom that we grew up in, and she's right there. And then I have one that's in Mesquite.
Oh, wow.
So I have two daughters here in Texas. And, well, three, my son lives in Houston. One boy lives in Houston.
Did you have the grandkids?
I have eight, all girls and one boy.
All girls and one boy.
And then I expected another one, and I was another little girl.
Oh, wow.
So I have eight girls and one boy.
When you were a young girl, living with just your mom and your brothers and sisters, did y'all go to church?
Oh, every Sunday. We hit that railroad track, oh yeah, every Sunday.
What kind of church did you go
Baptist,
to?
Baptist.
What was it?
Baptist.
Okay.
Baptist.
So did your mom go with you?
Oh, oh yeah.
Oh, she didn't just drop you off. She went with you.
Oh, yeah. And when we all turned 12, we all got baptized.
Wow.
When you think about your childhood, what's the first thing that you remember about growing up in Louisiana with a big family? What's one of the fondest things you remember about your childhood?
I'll tell you the story. At my mom's family, everybody came home. Everything will be all stayed at Mass, of course, but we went to the march, went to the funeral home, the big body and stuff. And we were just laughing to Joseph Graham. Remember songs over and that with him or whatever. And people thought we were crazy. Here we are, being our mother's body, and everybody just laughing and telling stories. It was so funny. You didn't be there to see it. We were laughing hard.
That's
so
good.
We got here, it was funny.
Those are kind of memories that you hold on to.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you remember the time that you first accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Oh, yeah.
Were you a young girl or were you
about 12?
12.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah,
they pulled me at church and they pushed me and they would slide back and then we stepped down up the steps and we got back and pulled it.
Cool.
Yeah. And when I did, one of my mom's best friends, son of that got cast on that one day. And we ended up having questions to talk about that. It was so funny. I went to my old man. There's something about me and my daughter. I don't know. We both had questions to talk about that. We got back at the same time. Yeah, it was funny.
So you...
Because we met it.
You've been a Christian for most of your life, then?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
So... tell me something that you remember that God did for you as you know, we've all had answered prayers. God answers all prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something in specific that you remember that you prayed for and God gave you?
Oh, yeah. I stole something when I was younger. And I was so when my mom was one of the bearers and she was in the name. I had the worst movie in my life. So I got the switch out of the yard and the skin on the stall, man. And she took my little legs up. And she had to put my head in between her legs and pop my back.
Oh, so you can't run off.
Oh, yeah, you bought a man so we could tell us something.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, man. I told you, every I was saying, I'm going to go to jail. I'm in that bathroom. I got on my knees and praying. I was going to jail, but I can't go. I'm so scared.
Bless your heart. But it worked out, right?
Got answers.
Oh, no.
Bless your heart.
What is there something, Ms. Fox, that you haven't done that you would like to do?
Go to Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I like to do that too. I've never been there either.
No, no.
Yeah. When you were growing up as a young girl in church, and your brothers and sisters, are they all still, you think, involved in church?
Oh, yeah, my oldest one is a minister.
Oh, okay. How about your kids? Did they, when you were growing up, did you take your kids to church?
Oh, yeah, most of the time. We all had to participate in church. We were in choir or we were worship or something. You know, we had to be active in church. So I was in choir. And the sister before me were ushers. Well, three of us were in choir. And two were ushers. She didn't get on the guys as much as she did with the girls. She didn't make it. Well, they didn't have to go.
Well, let me ask you this. Since you grew up in church, you were in the choir. What's your favorite Christian song?
Oh, that's so many.
Yeah, there are a bunch. Because one Sunday I like to sing your favorite song. If you think of one, I want you to let me know. And I want us to.
What's
it? Well, let me ask you this. Was it different growing up in a Baptist church in Louisiana than what we do now?
A little much. Yeah. Yeah, we didn't have praise time.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. What is it that has put you into this wheelchair? What is it that...
Oh, I had a stroke.
Okay. When you, before you had the stroke, what were you doing? Were you working? And so after the stroke, and now you're not able to walk at all, right? But you can stand on your own.
Well, the whole time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's there. The fact, you know, many times when I talk to people who have gone through strokes, or like Kelly who's been in an automobile accident, or like John who was in a motorcycle accident, there's a lot of bitterness sometimes over the things that happen to them. Not them, but I've talked to people who have. Do you feel any kind of feelings that maybe you're disappointed in the way your life has turned out?
Well, I'm really disappointed, of course, but I'm not angry because I haven't been a perfect Christian, so it makes sure, you know, I know God's going to chastise us. This is one of the chastises.
Amen. What is it you want God to do for you in the future?
I want to walk again.
You want to walk again?
Amen.
Do they? How long have you been at Brentwood? Because I have only known you for a few months.
But 4 months.
4 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, December 15th. From last year's mess, so about 4 months. This is April, about 4 months.
Our prayer for you is that you get to walk again too, Miss Fox. If that's God's will for you, that's what we want for you to be able to stand and walk again, if that's what God has for you. And then you walk for God when that happens.
So
give God the credit for that.
Yes.
I mean, the doctors and the nurses and the rehab centers, all those people work with us, but it's God that heals.
Amen.
How did you hear about us at this church?
Well, at one of the ones that came to Brentwood, I believe his name was John. Oh, not John. He had a stroke too because his hand was...
I'm trying to think of his name. I forgot it.
That,
who?
Jerry?
Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin was it.
Oh, Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin.
He died of that.
Yeah, I remember
you. One time was church, and he said, we didn't have church there. He said, "Would you go to church with me? That'll be about 1:30. And I said, "Oh, great."
I remember the first time I met you, you came up to me and you asked me if it was okay to come. And I was delighted to meet you. And since that time, Miss Fox, you are so faithful, and you're always, you're one of those people that look forward to coming to church.
I love the Lord, and I love you. That was so good.
Amen. Amen.
I love you.
You know, there are so many people that come to church because they want to, okay, God, I owe this to you, you know. But there's no excitement, no willingness to want to participate, but you're not that person, Miss Fox, and I'm so grateful that we got a chance to meet you. I got to know you a little bit more today. I want to know you even more. I want you to know that you are part of our family, that we care about you. We look forward to seeing you. You just kind of brighten up our day. You're always so cheerful and always, and not once have you ever complained to me. You know, I know you're going through some pains and suffering, but not once have you ever said to me, "Man, I'm so miserable today," or whatever. You're always And, you know, I want you to be able to share with me how you really feel, but you lift me up when you are always, and all these people that are here, I can't tell you how much y'all lift me up and help me do the job that I want to do, and I'm so grateful for you, Ms. Fox. I'm gonna say a prayer with you, and then we're gonna sing some songs. But I just want you to know how important you are. After the service today, I'm gonna put you right over here. We're gonna take your picture, and we're gonna hang it on the wall in there as an honorary member of our membership. Thank you so much, Ms. Fox. We love you.
Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I just come to you today, and I just lift this beautiful woman up to you, Father. I just ask that you continue to bless her, Father. Yes. Her desire is to walk again,
yes,
Father. Father, I speak that healing on her right now, Father Jesus. I just know that you can do all things. And Father, if it's your will in this, Father, I thank you that you're going to heal this body and that she's going to continue to be a servant for you. Father, thank you that we had the opportunity, the chance to meet her, and
yes,
she has become part of us.
Yes, amen.
And Father, I just speak physical blessings and financial blessings, Father. But most of all, spiritual blessings,
yes,
Father. Continue to use her. You have something special for her to do, Father. And she's the only one that can do it. She's the person you chose her to do, Father. And I thank you for that, Father. Bless the rest of this service. And bless Miss Fox as she is honored here today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.